Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another 18-minute edition of Flock and Gather. I run the Spa Association. It's Alan Scher. You know I love doing this. I've only been doing it 32 years, and I'm so glad to be talking about one of my favorite subjects today. So I want to say welcome to Melissa Davis. She is the National Director of Customer Service and Education for Elixinol. They are one of the coolest CBD companies out there. Melissa!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
Wait, can you believe I got the whole title? Wait, let me say it again. National Director of Customer Service and Education. Like, you have nothing going on in your life, do you?
I am so impressed with that mouthful. You have no idea. You're phenomenal. Thanks. Oh, yeah, just a bit.
Okay, I'm going to go off on a tangent, as my listeners know that I do, but everything's customer service, right? Like, if you're not smiling and being nice to customers, they have so many places to go today that the old kind of pithy expressions, like they used to say the gal, but that wouldn't be right today because it could be a guy as well.
It could be anybody.
The gal who answers the phone or sits at the front desk, if they don't critically hit that first impression, nothing else really matters to people calling in, does it?
Well, and I think anymore, especially when you're thinking about like just customer service, it's so easy for us to go online and hit a button and we're done. Like, it's a one-stop shop, boom, you know, click one purchase, where, you know, people still want that touch. And I think the great part with customer service is we're, you know, that it allows us to have that education piece. So that's what's good. It's so important.
Well, and it fits great with education. We're going to talk in a broad sense about CBD in a sec, but do you know that when, I hate saying this, this is why I have less hair today, but when I got into our industry 32 years ago, the mantra quoted to me was educate, educate, educate. But I have to tell you, nothing's changed 32 years later.
You know, it's back to that same thing. You know, we always talk features sell, you know, features tell, benefits sell. You know, people still want to know what it's going to do for them, how it's going to work. And that does not change no matter what happens within industries. I came from the beauty world. It's a very similar concept.
Good. You know this by the way, I just noticed you're wearing your Elixinol t-shirt.
I'm my Elixinol t-shirt. I know. I didn't even plan on it, but I thought, hey.
I love it. But your sales director, Craig Hall, who's my longtime buddy, I remember he was wearing an Elixinol jacket. I said, I don't have a jacket. I don't know what happened to the t-shirt. I think it actually went to Kathy's closet, but never mind.
We can get you one of the super sassy special Elixinol sweatshirts if you would like that. We do have the swag to go along.
Good. I'll even pay for it. You know, I have to tell you, it still gets cold even though it's 100 degrees here, 95 degrees today. It does
get cold,
and I always laugh when people go out at night and it's still like 85, but you see them wearing like a wrap or a sweatshirt because your blood really thins and you need the layers when you're down here in the desert.
You
know?
Are you at your Arizona? You must be Arizona because I.
Yeah, but we're up at about 2,000 feet elevation. We're not down in the city, so it's a little cooler. Anyways, what I was going to say about CBD, I don't even know how many years ago it is now, but I'm going to say 5-6 years ago when I was just starting to hear about it and I'm just starting to read about it, and there's two companies or eight companies or 12, and now it seems like there's 5,000 companies, but there is a very defined line that separates kind of like your group from what I would call a lot of the mom and pop operators. Let me dwell on this just for a minute. Do you know that when I go to trade shows, of course not in seven months, but when I do go to trade shows and you see people and they're advertising this cures cancer and this does this because we have to be our own policemen, right? Because there's no one to.
Right.
But what is it that makes people make those idiot claims that you know we do not make claims in our business?
Right. You can see that I'm getting a facial tic as you're speaking because it literally just makes me boil. One thing I love about our brand is that we're one of the few brands that's never had an FDA warning letter saying cease and desist, because we don't make claims we shouldn't be making, and a reputable brand won't. You know, we're gonna stick with what it is. Now, do we know that CBD does amazing things within the body? The research is out there, but the FDA doesn't say that we can speak to that. So if you're a reputable brand, you won't. You won't. But I always tell people, you know, do your research. Go on Google Scholar. See what's out there. See what this does. Your body does have an endocannabinoid system. Your body is designed to use these receptors. Your body makes its own, you know, cannabinoids. So it's all in there. We just don't want to make a claim that we shouldn't be making.
Right. So I'm always, because even my friends, I look at the, Kathy had book club here the other night, and the ladies said, okay, you know everything about CBD. So we have some questions. I'm thinking, oh yeah, right. I know everything about CBD. Right. I'm always reticent when people appoint themselves as experts, right? Because the subject is too big and too vast. But it reminds me, like, I'm going for acupuncture on Monday. I love everything about acupuncture. It works extremely well for us ADD self-diagnosed types who need to slow down. Because sometimes I go for acupuncture for relaxation. You know, I'll go in and my therapist says, how do you feel? I go, I feel perfect. That's why I'm here. Because
it keeps me perfect. Exactly.
I rather go in for a treatment when I feel good, not when I feel in pain. I know it sounds counterintuitive to a lot of people, but that for me, that's what it is. And I know that's part of your education process as well. But I've been really impressed with your brand, and Craig would not have landed with you if he was not, because he's persnickety about things as well. But I want to tell you the very first thing I saw that made me impressed with you. And this is kind of general for our listeners. These are the sort of things you should find, regardless of the brand that you pick that you like. And I would tell you always to test many, because you never know what you're going to find when you start trying different things. But just your education binder notebook that talked about 101, here's the difference. That told me Elixinol has put a lot of thought and effort into what you're doing.
We do. And I think that that's, you know, I always tell people, kind of back to your point, that there's so many brands out there, and there are. I mean, in theory, I could make CBD in my house. I could make it in my kitchen. Now, I always tell people, I can't guarantee it's good, because literally I'm probably the worst cook out there. So I can guarantee it's probably not going to be great.
After me.
Probably, yeah. Okay, we're holding hands on that one. Yep. But you can do it. And so, you know, we look at it not just from the products that we develop and making sure that those are great, but we want to make sure that people understand what they do, how they work, the additional ingredients we have in them. The benefits people are going to get from them. But education is the heart of who we are. And I'm grateful, because, you know, obviously it keeps me employed, but it's so important that people understand and recognize what they're using, because we're putting it in our bodies.
Yeah. I have to tell you, because we lived in California for so many years, my wife, who was having a hard time sleeping, and it wasn't because I wasn't sharing the bed with her, she started using a CBD elixir to go to sleep at night. And that woman sleeps 8 hours solid now. And she found something that works for her. So what I was going to say is, look, we know we don't need double blind studies and necessarily medical white papers, similar to acupuncture, which is where I was going with the other story. How long have they been doing acupuncture? Like, acupuncture,
thousands of years old.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's thousands of years
old. It has been written in many of the ancient texts about acupuncture. So I don't need extra studies for me to try it and know that it works for me. And I find a lot of that is the same with CBD. That's why I said, sometimes you need to try some products and you find out what works for you, right?
You do. And I always tell people, you know, it's funny, because we're in the largest consumer study that nobody's keeping track of, you know, yes, because everybody's trying it. What I tell people, especially when they're first starting with CBD, is you have to play with it. So it's not like taking like an ibuprofen and I'm going to have 500 milligrams and I should take 2 and that's what I should take. CBD is one of those things, because it's about creating that balance within your body and working with your body's own homeostasis, that what's going to create balance for me might be different than what's going to create it for you.
Right.
So I just tell people, don't automatically assume, if you're using a high quality brand, don't automatically assume it's not working. You need to take more or less depending on how your body's reacting to it. So really listen to your body, kind of like how you are with acupuncture.
Yeah.
You know, you feel great. you know, listen to your body. It's going to help you get where you want to go.
Of course, now nobody's listening to anybody because it's, as Greg in my office says, it's almost like an alternate Earth bumped into us.
I have no idea what happened in 2020, but I just know I just keep taking my CBD and I'm staying pretty chill.
Yeah. All right, you said four things that I want to recap real quick, and then I want to talk about your functional and nutritional part of your company. But people, you don't want companies that are getting FDA letters. That just says they're not following the rules. They're not playing the game. They're not acting like a real business. Number two, it's okay when people say has been known to help with, but if you're reading something from a company that goes, we cure cancer, this knocks out the common cause, something in your common sense brain has to say, claims, no good.
No good. Claims, okay. No good. Supports AIDS, fine, but claims that they're going to cure, treat, mitigate, that is absolutely illegal.
Supports, helps with, has been known to, okay. I like Google Scholar too, the same way I kind of like Wikipedia. I don't know, as a friend of mine says, well, you know, everything on the internet's the truth, right? Right. It's like the biggest fallacy in the world. Like, use your brain, go do your research, read it. It doesn't mean it's necessarily the truth, but read it anyways. Yeah. And the last thing is, I don't want products that are made in someone's kitchen. This happened in skincare. Do you know, when I started in the industry, there was probably 50 skincare lines. I knew all of them. There is literally 10,000 skincare lines. And a lot of times it's Donna Smith and her mom, and they're hoping Henry Bendel or Neiman Marcus or someone's going to find them, and they're making product. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily bad, but it doesn't have, like you guys, the years of research, the white papers, the ability to make sure you're buying a good product.
Well, and okay. I think also just the quality standards. Are they doing the testing?
Yeah.
If they're not testing.
Actually, talk about testing for 1 minute. Just give us
I will tell you that we test our products 7 different times before we even turn it into a product. So when we get that biomass, we're testing all along the way, and we test for everything. We use actually pharmaceutical grade testing. So we use people who are, they're specific to the cannabis industry, but it's essentially pharmaceutical grade. People can see any of our certificates analysis. They can see exactly what was in that hemp, you know, that plant, the full product. It's important to us. I always tell people, like, we want people to look under the hood. We are proud of our heritage. We are proud of what we produce. So feel free. Look at everything.
Good.
We stand behind it.
Okay. You know, you guys sent me that beautiful, well, you're rebranding. That's another subject. You have to go look at it. Is it elixinol.com? I can't remember the.
Yes.
The website.
So and it, we it's, are elixinol.com.
Yeah. People, it's ELIXINOL, elixinol. So go find it, but you'll see it in the name of the podcast label as well when we put it out on Podbean or Applecast. But talk to me about the nutritional. There's a whole nutritional world to this. Can you address that for a minute and tell me?
Well, what I love about us and what's really different within the industry compared to a lot of brands that are out there is we really took a peek at not just having a tincture, because even our tinctures, we add in the additional ingredient of beta-caryophyllene, which is a phytocannabinoid that's been recognized as by the FDA to be used. It works directly on that CB2 receptor, so it kind of aids in the absorption of our CBD, and that's what's in our tinctures to kind of help those absorb better. But in our capsules, what we've done is we've taken additional ingredients that kind of support people's various needs. So right now, like our big hot seller right now, I can't believe, you can't even imagine why, is our stress-less capsule, which contains ashwagandha. We are selling that like mad people, like with so much of it, because we have 300 milligrams of ashwagandha in each and every cap. And we recommend that you take 2 caps a day, which is going to get you at 600 milligrams.
And
a recommended serving size is, you know, and it starts at 400. So you're going to get that dietary benefit from it.
Right.
And that's what we add the ingredients into.
I'm glad you said a dietary benefit. Ashwagandha, you don't need to understand Ayurvedic medicine to know that some of these herbs, again, talk about acupuncture, right? As it's properly pronounced, but you don't need to go back 3,000 years to recognize that people have been using some of these substances successfully in their bodies for a long time. So I know we're dwelling on this subject, but you've got to try some different things to find out what works. So now you're going to make me dig into the stress list because I do have a bottle of it.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. That, and I will say my other, I mean, all of them are great. We have an omega turmeric where we use an algae-derived DHA so that it's available for people who are vegan or vegetarian. Yep. It has the curcumin in it. Again, great for brain health and overall inflammation. We developed one for body comfort. We use Boswellia extract, which is like an Indian frankincense.
Is that Boswellia, did you say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boswellia. I love that stuff. And the cool part with ours is we really are careful about even our partners of where we get these extracts from. So like with our Boswellia extract, we chose this particular one because there was a double blind third party independent study, quantitative study, where they compared our extract with three other commercially available extracts on the market. The extract we use was the only one that was found to have an actual functional, they saw it, difference in what they were studying. And they were looking at, I think it was ulcerative colitis. They were looking at asthma inflammation, as well as knee and joint pain. So it's amazing the we choose specific ingredients from specific suppliers to get the best result. We launched a good night capsule. That's a phenom. I use it every night.
I have two things I want to close with because I think they are so important along the way. One is people, you got to recognize sometimes the energy of people in the company, there's a good reason for it. Melissa, Erica, Craig, the team at Elixinol, you will know that they're not selling you a multi-level marketing product. This is something these people, it's like a car salesman who drives a car from the company he sells from, right? I mean, you've got to understand that the energy that comes out of this company is phenomenal. Their ingestibles are absolutely top, and you guys are just worthy of a look-see. If nothing more, you've got to go there and look at it. Lastly, would you quickly, we've got about 30 seconds, will you address when we talk about this being functional, what does that mean to people?
Well, I think, I always look at it from like a functional medicine standpoint, which is that we're not looking at taking a pill to mask a symptom, but we're really looking at the overall health of someone's body and really getting into the root cause of what's going on and helping yourself. I always say it's outside in, inside out. So it's just important what we're using on the outside is as important as what we're using on the inside. And they all kind of partner together. And it's really taking that very holistic approach to your health. And that's the most important thing you can do.
That is so well said, because we always said that about skincare. It's like putting skincare on the outside of your body is fine, but that's only half. If you're not taking care of the inside of the body, you're getting it 50% right, but not the rest of it.
Exactly.
Right? We've been with Melissa Davis today from Elixinol. Look them up, elixinol.com. The company is really amazing. You're going to hear way, way more about them. I'm so glad you could spend some time with us and
Alan,
share what you know.
Pleasure. It was so much fun getting a chance to chat with you.
Thank you, awesome. Melissa. And listeners, please remember, be kind to one another.